Senate Bill 58, an act to allow a fee to be assessed upon nursing license renewal for a nursing workforce center.
Senate Bill 58 has received its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 58, if you do follow along, you'll have to refer to your reader because it was amended in committee. But Senate Bill 58 is an act to establish a nursing workforce center under the direction of the Board of Nursing and to provide funding for this center through a fee assessed on the nursing license renewal. This bill originated from the South Dakota Colleagues of Caring Consortium, which is comprised of representatives of nursing education, practice, and regulation, as well as policymakers and consumers. The Colleagues of Caring Project is a national program funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Its purpose is to enhance regional and state collaboration, planning, and promote action and policies to address the rapid changes occurring in the United States nursing labor market. South Dakota has been one of the 20 states funded, or one of the 20 funded states addressing needs arising from changes in the healthcare delivery system, population demographics, and corresponding healthcare. The South Dakota Board of Nursing has served as the lead agency in South Dakota Colleagues of Caring Project. The Robert Wood Johnson grant monies will not be available beyond 2002 to fund the South Dakota Colleagues of Caring Project, making it necessary to find other sources of dollars. In addition to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the project has also received monies from private funding sources, those that are interested in health care. This bill would require nurses to pay a portion of the cost of the funding the workforce center, which is specific to nursing. An assessment to the nursing fee renewal is the basis for the funding. The assessment would consist of a $10 fee paid each 2 years at the time of the licensing renewal. Senate Bill 58 allows for the creation of a nursing workforce center to continue the work of the South Dakota Colleagues of Caring Project. I think if any of you have been involved with that, you would know that I think this profession has done an excellent job, and the Colleague of Caring group is not just nurses, but it's also consumers as well as legislators and state and city officials. The center would maintain a database on the supply, demand, and need for nurses in the state, as well as other pertinent nursing research. The center would continue to convey the established consortium for the purpose of review of information, strategic planning, and evaluation of action. All information would be made available to the public on the South Dakota Center for Nursing website, which is currently operated and housed in the Board of Nursing. I would be happy to answer any questions. The bill in its original state is a little bit different than what this is. I think I would prefer the original bill because it did give the Board of Nursing some directions. However, I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Ask for your support.
Further remarks?
Madam Speaker.
Senator Olson.
Madam President, thank you. Motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 58 be amended as follows. On the Senate Commerce Committee engross bill, delete all amendments, thus restoring the bill to the printed version.
Is there a second? Discussion on that motion.
Thank you, Madam President. But ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, the rationale for this, and I got to listen to the testimony in Commerce, and it was really a very, very interesting. The reason the bill was so heavily amended basically was to try to make it as streamlined as possible. And in our discussions in caucus today, along with our sidebar conversations, it appears as though, in my opinion anyway, that the policy language really should be in this bill, because the Board of Nursing is going to change over time. So this will continually allow them direction as to what the philosophies and intents of this particular workforce and work center are about. So I'd urge your support of the amendment, and then we'll go on and pass the bill.
Further remarks on the Olson motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Senator Olson motion to amend Senate Bill 58. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 58 as amended by the Olson motion. Senator Crockett, please.
Thank you, Madam President. This is important legislation that ultimately will provide us as policymakers with real data that will provide us with information to help us evaluate and make decisions when investing our resources and the state's taxpayers' resources on nursing education. It will help us to quit reacting and be proactive in developing and committing resources to nursing education in the state of South Dakota. I was asked for your support on this legislation.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final approval of Senate Bill 58 as amended, reminding the body this does require a two-thirds vote for passage. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Boag?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagan? Senator Hagan?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore? Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons? Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting? Madam President, ayes 31, nays 2, excused 2.
Senate Bill 58 has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.
Senator Olson.
Madam President, the title amendment at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Olson moves that the title to Senate Bill 58 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 1 of the Senate Commerce Committee and Gross Bill, delete everything after, quote, Act 2, unquote, and insert, quote, establish a nursing workforce center under the direction of the Board of Nursing and to provide funding through a fee assessed upon nursing license renewal, unquote. On page 1, delete line 2.
Is there a second? Those in favor of the title amendment to Senate Bill 58 say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The title is thus amended.